Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapperford Friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and today on the podcast, we are talking about how far your network expands beyond where you sit in the coffee supply chain. Before we get started, the Coffee Consultants Mastermind Group is starting its next 6-week course in the middle of September. So head to mapperforward.org/group coaching and register your interest today so that we can get in contact with you and find out when would be the best day of the week and time of the day so that we can put our group together for the middle of September. So how far does your network expand outside of the part of the supply chain that you occupy? This is an important question because what tends to happen is green buyers network with other green buyers and roasters because that's who their customer network is. They also network with producers because, again, that's who their network is. But what we see at either extremity of the supply chain is that producers don't tend to know cafe owners or baristas, and cafe owners and baristas don't tend to know many producers or green buyers unless they're roasting their own coffee. This is a significant factor of what's causing weaknesses in our supply chain, because we don't have enough people networking beyond the part of the supply chain that they occupy. Now, if we had producers and cafe owners connecting more, even though they don't directly do business with each other, what that ends up doing is it ends up informing people across the supply chain of what each other's challenges are. In a recent conversation that I had with Felipe Croce on the Mapper Forward podcast, Felipe asked me a really telling question. He said, so how significant is it when cafes increase their prices like 10 cents? Like, is that a problem for cafe owners? And that's not the first time I've heard that question. Felipe is an organic coffee producer from Brazil, and many of the producers that I've spoken to have asked questions like, I don't understand why it's such a big deal if the price of coffee goes up, green coffee goes up, because, you know, most cafes are selling a cup of coffee for more than they pay for a pound of green coffee. So there's a complete disconnect between how the extremities of the supply chain understand the way that they participate. Now, pretty soon we're announcing a big event that's happening online at the end of September as an SCA satellite online kind of event. And it directly takes steps to work towards solving this problem. And we will announce that soon. What we're working on right now is securing the sponsors for those events so that we can make it a free event for everybody. But the more and more distance we create between the extremities of the supply chain, particularly when what we're experiencing is such challenging times for both producers and the people who are on the consuming end of the market, not to mention the whole middle section is experiencing the same challenges for different reasons at the moment. But the further the distance between those extremities, the more difficult it's going to be for us to solve the very real problems that we're being faced with as an industry. And I'd like to be a solution-orientated business strategist rather than someone that just looks and observes and says, oh, I wonder how this is going to turn out. we can absolutely fill those gaps, but it's important for you as a participant in the coffee industry to be making sure that you extend your relationships beyond the part of the supply chain that you occupy. And if you do this, this is something that deepens your experience of your professional life. And it strengthens everything that you do. It widens the amount of people who notice the work that you're putting in. It widens the opportunities when you do come up with new business strategies, when you want to travel the world, you've got more people that you can connect with, that you can go visit. You get new ideas from the different ways that people are doing things. You get to understand the challenges that other people are having and perhaps participate in problem solving rather than just ignoring the challenges that are being experienced across the entire value chain. You become a part of the solution rather than a passive participant in the problem. And that's yet another thing that I think could contribute to us becoming a really healthy industry. And that's, I think, what we all want. Please consider subscribing wherever you're listening to or watching this podcast. Peace, love, and peanut butter. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the podcast, friends. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit that subscribe button and rate and review this podcast. Yes, please, rate and review. Also, please share this episode with your friends in the industry. Thanks to our episode sponsor, the Mapper Forward Coffee Consultants Mastermind Group. Head to mapperforward.org/group coaching for more details. This podcast is produced by Mapper Forward, and the track you're currently listening to is called Run, 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 written and performed by myself and produced by Evolutionary Theory. For more information on Mapper Forward, head to mapperforward.org. Till the next time you tune into the podcast, peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day.